Live from Montreal, this is 120 Seconds of Tech with Bruno Guglielminetti.
It is the Tuesday, July 14th edition. Google Maps is starting to roll out its new immersive navigation in Android Auto. The interface displays three-dimensional buildings, trees, as well as exits and interchanges that are easier to spot. The new feature was spotted after updating to Android Auto 17.3, but its activation seems to be controlled remotely by Google. The rollout is currently limited to the United States, and Google has not announced a timeline for other countries. As for the Waze app, they are adding several features based on Gemini, Google's artificial intelligence. The app can now suggest routes based on your driving habits and local conditions. Gemini also lets you search by voice for an open cafe, parking, or a cheaper gas station. Drivers can naturally report a closed road or an incorrect address. A new, less talkative mode reduces voice prompts. Global smartphone shipments fell 11% in the second quarter of 2020, the lowest level for this period since 2013. According to Counterpoint Research, memory shortages are driving up production costs and retail prices. Counterpoint now expects a decline of about 14% in global shipments for the full year. Nearly 200 economists and tech leaders are calling on governments to better prepare for the disruptions linked to artificial intelligence. Their statement includes 15 Nobel Prize winners, the chief economists of OpenAI and Anthropic, and one of the three godfathers of AI, Yoshua Bengio. The signatories believe that AI could rapidly displace millions of jobs, especially among office workers. ChatGPT is returning to WhatsApp in the European Economic Area and Switzerland. The service is accessible without an account by messaging the verified number 1-800-CHATGPT. Nati. Users can chat with the bot, send images and voice messages. This return follows a provisional decision by the European Commission requiring Meta to reopen WhatsApp to competing AI assistants for free. See you tomorrow.
Orchestrated by Productivia.